You're listening to SBS News.
A vaccine combating both the original strain of COVID-19 and the Omicron variant has been approved by the United Kingdom's medicines regulator. The Moderna-manufactured vaccine is a bivalent booster, an inoculation that triggers an immune response against two virus strains. But what does it mean for Australia? And how soon could we start to see it being rolled out here? Director for the Centre of Virus Research at the University of Sydney, Professor Tony Cunningham, says it could be a game changer.
So this is called a bivalent vaccine because it consists of a representative of the original family and then the break-off family of viruses, the Omicron family. And because it produces higher levels of antibody against Omicron, it's likely to provide better protection against mild disease. All of these vaccines provide good protection against severe disease.
So how exactly does this bivalent vaccine work? In each dose of the vaccine, half, or 25 micrograms, targets the original strain from 2020, and the other half targets Omicron.
So it includes both the what we call the ancestral virus, so the spike protein from the ancestral virus, as well as the spike protein from the original Omicron vaccine. So that was BA.1.
Dr. Daniel Layton is a senior scientist at the CSIRO. He says it could help provide a stronger immune response than previous vaccines.
What we've seen in the clinical data is that the immune response to the Omicron variant, particularly the BA.1 variant, the neutralising antibodies are 8 times higher than the previous vaccine. So that's going to translate to a really improved immune response and better protection for people when being infected with that earlier strain of Omicron. But it's also been tested against more recent strains of Omicron, so what we call the subvariant, so BA.4 and BA.5, and they've shown a reduced impact of the Omicron variant there, but it's still 1.69 times higher than the previous vaccine. So there still is an advantage against the current circulating strains.
But the pandemic isn't over. In July, the Department of Health announced BA.5 had become the dominant strain in Australia, making up nearly half of all cases. And with a high level of circulation of the virus right around the world, Dr. Layton says the number of variants we're experiencing is still very high.
So what that means for vaccine manufacturers is that they're always going to be behind the eight ball and they're going to struggle to keep up. I guess when we get the pandemic under control, so you know, as the global population starts to get a base level of immunity that can start to prevent more infections and we are no longer in a pandemic, then the number of those new variants coming out should be reduced. So that's when we can potentially start getting ahead of the virus.
But Professor Cunningham says we have become far better at producing vaccines in a timely fashion than we've ever been able to do before.
What we really need, however, is a vaccine that works against all variants, and people are working like crazy around the world to see if they can do that, including academics and vaccine companies. But until we can do that, we're always going to be chasing our tail, albeit quickly, against COVID, that's for sure.
Australia could soon be on its way to acquiring the vaccine. Dr. Layton says the approval in the UK does provide an incentive for Australia to follow suit.
In Australia, both Pfizer and Moderna have that sort of provisional clearance for these bivalent vaccines. So what they call a provisional determination means that the applicant then has 6 months to file for that provisional marketing authority. So basically in Australia, we will be seeing those two companies applying for that approval within the next few months, we would assume.
So when could we start to see it being rolled out in Australia? The University of Sydney's Professor Tony Cunningham says it takes 100 days to produce a new variant vaccine. And that's generally been the limit that the advisory bodies and WHO have adhered to. Moderna have said they've been able to match that, and the same with Pfizer. As for the rollout, Mr. Cunningham says it's up to the individual countries.
In Australia, it's a two-step process. The TGA looks carefully at the safety and other aspects of the vaccine to make sure the Australian public is protected. And ATAGI makes the recommendations about how the vaccine should come into use. And then the government, guided by its committee, makes the decision about whether to purchase and deploy the vaccine.
He says this bivalent vaccine opens up new frontiers for the future of science.
It is a game changer. How many could you do? Could you actually do a triple vaccine? Could you put flu and COVID in there? And I think we'll probably see examples of this in the future as well. Yes, it is a step forward. There's no doubt about that.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.